he was looking at Ben Roethlisberger going to the line of scrimmage on Sunday, looking down at his row right there on his wrist of all these different plays. He's not reading the defense. He's not focused on what he really needs to be.
Well, I think a lot of what you're seeing in the National Football League is something where I think you got to ask yourself this question. How much control do the coaches want the quarterback to have over the ability to run the offense? You tell me, of all the 32 teams, how many of those coaches are willing to give away control and say, okay, quarterback, you go out and you run the offense? They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. In fact, the control is resting over on the sideline with the coaches making the decisions. That's why they've given them this new technology of a headset. And I just want you to know that we teach our kids, we even try to teach parents, if they're at a little league game or if they're at the kid's high school game, don't try to yell out instruction to your kid while they're playing. Because there's no way a kid or a player, even in the National Football League, can go out and execute a game plan while the coaches are yelling in their ear, are instructing them as they go along. So if it don't work in little league, it doesn't work in high school, we know it doesn't work in the NFL, but yet we allow the coaches to continue to bark out instruction every step of the way for these quarterbacks. I think it limits a lot of what they can do. I agree with Seth. You got to find a way to at least simplify it for the quarterback and give him one, two, maybe three options and say, go out and run the play. Go out and make it happen. Now, you can only simplify it so far before you have an offense that's archaic and won't work. So you have to find, I think, a happy medium and a happy balance to allow that quarterback to go out there and put his talents on the line where you can see that rising to the surface more than you're going to have him out there thinking and then guessing and taking a step backwards as opposed to putting his best foot forward.